When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite song.
Welcome, listeners. I am Neil Hendrickser, and this is Yesterday's Tomorrow's Today, where I invite you to sit back and relax as I walk down memory lane to look briefly at some of the headline-grabbing news and listen to some of the popular chart-topping sounds from the not-too-distant past in Yesterday's Tomorrow's Today. Today we look back at the year 1998. U.S. President Bill Clinton faces impeachment over an affair with Monica Lewinsky. Two terrorist bombs explode in U.S. embassies in Africa. Nature turns nasty in 1998. Nelson Mandela remarries on his 80th birthday. Google remains the most popular internet search engine. Viagra makes a solid entry into the world. And in sports, South Africa win the Tri Nations, while France win their first Football World Cup.
Talking to you, it's so sad.
Cher's big hit from 1998, Believe. International headlines. In September, US President Bill Clinton, universally known as Slick Willie, solemnly informed pressmen and televiewers that he had definitely not had sexual relations with the nubile White House intern Monica Lewinsky, who then went on to give a grand jury all the lurid details about their affair. Clinton eventually apologized to his wife and to the world, only just escaping impeachment proceedings. On December the 16th, the US and Britain bombed Iraq after Saddam Hussein had blocked United Nations-sanctioned weapons inspections, while on December the 4th, the last remaining Khmer Rouge fighters and commanders surrendered, ending Cambodia's brutal period of war and genocide, which had claimed over 2 million deaths. Rebel leader Pol Pot was found guilty of genocide, and he himself died shortly after being sentenced to life imprisonment. Going down under, the 26th of May saw Australia's Sorry Day being recognised for the first time, acknowledging the forced removals of tens of thousands of Aboriginal children from their families, which had begun in 1804, most of whom were used as domestic servants by the colonial Europeans. General Augusto Pinochet was arrested on the 17th of October in a London clinic where he was recovering from surgery. The former dictator of Chile, who had seized power in 1973 after a military coup, was wanted by Spanish authorities to stand trial on charges of murder. The Spanish alleged Pinochet, who had been ousted in 1988, had murdered various Spanish citizens during his rule of Chile. In Northern Ireland, the Good Friday Agreement, signed on the 10th of April, had brought hope of peace in the region, a hope which was shattered in August when a car bomb exploded, killing 28 people in Omar. Nature turned nasty in 1998, with the Central American states of Honduras and Nicaragua being laid to waste, after the fourth strongest hurricane of the century swept the Caribbean, leaving around 10,000 people dead and more than a million homeless. The International Red Cross reported that natural disasters had caused more damage and driven more refugees from the land than had all the regional wars and conflicts combined. Going further to say the developing world would continue to be hit by super disasters as global population spiraled and human activity continued to change the climate and degrade the environment. The report also stated that El Nino, poor soil fertility and deforestation had caused 25 million environmental refugees, and that fires, droughts and floods caused by El Nino had killed at least 21,000 people, and that in China alone, 180 million people had been displaced by flooding in the Yangtze Basin. With the century fast drawing to a close, Robbie Williams had a smash hit with this song, released in 1998, Millennium.
Christmas and give it up for Lance. My friends are all so cynical, we refuse to keep the faith. We all enjoy the madness, cause we know we're gonna fade away.
We got stars directing our fate, and we're praying it's not too late, cause we know.
Africa Survey. On the 7th of August, terrorists exploded car bombs outside the US embassies in Nairobi in Kenya and Dar es Salaam in Tanzania. The synchronized double attack, clearly aimed at the United States, killed more than 250, mainly Africans, only 12 of the victims being American. On his 80th birthday, Nelson Mandela married Graça Machel, the widow of late Mozambican President Samora Machel, and was awarded the highest United Nations honor, the Congressional Gold Medal, in September. Cape Town archaeologist Dave Roberts discovered Eve's footprint, a perfectly preserved impression on a dune rock near Langebaan on the west coast, dating back 117,000 years, indicating the region may well have been the cradle of Homo sapiens, while further north, Ron Clark discovered an almost complete skeleton of a 3.5 million-year-old hominid in the Sterkfontein Caves. Both US President Bill Clinton and UK Prime Minister Tony Blair made visits to South Africa in 1998, while prominent deaths in the year included anti-apartheid campaigner Father Trevor Huddleston and activist Archie Gumede. Before looking at arts and entertainment and a bit later at sporting highlights of the year, here's another of the year's big hits by Boyzone, No Matter What.
No matter what they tell us, no matter what they do, no matter what they teach us, what we believe is true. No matter what they call us, however, find our own way back. I can't deny what I believe. I can't be what I'm not. I know I love forever. I know no matter what. If only tears were laughter, was day, if only prayers were answered, then we would hear God say. No matter what they tell you, no matter what they do, no matter what they teach you, what you believe is true. And I will keep you safe and strong, shelter from the storm, no matter where it's barren, a dream is being born.
Entertainment. Top movies of the year included The Truman Show, Saving Private Ryan, and The Wedding Singer, while the hugely successful Titanic took 11 Oscars out of 14 nominations received, equaling the record set by Ben-Hur in 1960. Although the two stars of the movie, Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet, left the ceremony without awards. Here now from the movie, Celine Dion's hit from 1998, My Heart Will Go On.
Thank you. spaces between us, you have come to show you. Go on. Near, far, wherever you are, I believe that the heart does go on.
Pop star George Michael admitted he was gay after he was arrested in a Beverly Hills public toilet for an alleged lewd act, while former Soweto gangster and Shebeen King Godfrey Malloy, who had been reported murdered by the Necklace Method in 1987, appeared to write his autobiography, My Life, Volume 1, about Durban Shebeen culture of the 1940s, the Orlando gangs of the 50s, the development of township jazz, and his friendship with singer Miriam Makeba. South African playwrights Mongeni Ngema and Ethel Fugard were inducted into the New York Playwrights Sidewalk, while local author Pamela Uester won the Best First Book Award for her Dance with a Poor Man's Daughter. Deaths in the entertainment industry in 1998 included Maureen O'Sullivan, who played Jane to Johnny Weissmuller's Tarzan, country music star Tammy's Stand By Your Man, Wynette, singing cowboy Roy Rogers, renowned local composer and jazz musician Basil Mannenberg-Coetzee, and then wife of ex-Beatle Paul McCartney, Linda, heard here in the band Wings, singing backing vocals with Paul on Silly Love Songs. New in 1998. The potency drug Viagra made a sudden impact on the scene in 1998, promising a cure for sexual impotence and lifting the lives of millions of underperforming men, leading to one Dutchman being hospitalized after suffering a 36-hour-long erection. The British government feared demand for the drug would be so great that handing it out free would bankrupt their National Health Service. Launched by friends Larry Page and Sergey Brin in a garage, Google had become the most popular internet search engine by 1998, performing over 200 million internet searches daily. Here now is Toni Braxton with one of the year's biggest hits, Unbreak My Heart. On July the 12th, thousands of jubilant French fans celebrated their country's first triumph in the FIFA Football World Cup when, in front of their home crowd, France beat the much-fancied Brazilian holders of the trophy 3-0, with Zinedine Zidane scoring twice. South Africa, playing in their first Soccer World Cup, was eliminated in the first round of the tournament. And still with soccer, 18-year-old Michael Owen became the youngest player of the century to represent England at senior level. In rugby, under coach Nick Mallett, the Springboks remained unbeaten in the Tri Nations tournament of 98 against Australia and New Zealand a memorable finale to the tournament coming at Durban's Kings Park Stadium against the All Blacks, where the Bucks had turned around a 5-23 deficit into a last-gasp triumph of 24-23, later in the year beating an understrength Wales by a record score of 96 points to 13. Turning to cricket, Makaya Ntini became the first black South African player to represent the country, taking 2 wickets for 31 runs and a catch in his debut against New Zealand, while long-serving wicketkeeper Dave Richardson retired from the game. In athletics, Ilana Meyer broke her own world half-marathon record in Japan, while Vuyani Bungu defended his world junior lightweight title for the 12th time against American challenger Danny Romero. And on the 13th of December, Florida-born Kelly Slater took his 6th world surfing title before announcing his retirement from the sport. Prominent deaths in the sporting world in 1998 included sprinter Florence Griffith Joyner, South African rugby great Keith Oxley, and winning coach of the 1995 Rugby World Cup, Kitch Christie. Convicted murderer Carla Faye Tucker became the first woman to be executed in the United States since 1863, while child care guru Dr. Benjamin Spock passed away in 1998, the year in which a survey in Britain revealed that 40% of pupils entering secondary school were functionally innumerate. On October the 29th, John Glenn became the oldest man ever launched into space when the 77-year-old senator, who became the first American ever to orbit the Earth in 1962, lifted off from Cape Canaveral aboard the 7-man crew of the Discovery space shuttle.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio.
Thank you for joining me for the last few minutes as we recall just some of the news headlines and listen to some of the chart-topping songs from 1998. Join me, Neil Hendrickse, again next week as we travel a bit further down memory lane to the last year of the millennium, 1999, in yesterday's tomorrow's today.